and a fantastic Monday. Well, a dreary Monday if you're here in Spring Vegas. If you're not, then you may not be. So, Sebastian Blick with you for the next hour or so. You're listening to Fade to Blick, the Monday Mental Masturbation Edition. You know, that's really what it boils down to, because Mondays, you just go back to work and you kind of go on autopilot for most of the day. You know, just cruise along, you know. Because you're thinking about the weekend and you're thinking about what fun you had or what fun you should have had. You know, that kind of stuff. You know? So, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me 713-955-0395. Doesn't change. If you want to get a hold of me in chat, I have both my chats open. Actually, I have all of my chat open. Facebook, all the way across. Twitter. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? Get a hold of me on Twitter. You want to be my friend on Twitter and you're not, then holler at me. I think I got a hair in my mouth. It's bugging me. About 20 seconds before the air. Just about 20 seconds. Like, you know? So I guess the Twin Peaks revival is not going to work as well as they thought. David Lynch is not going to be in on it, which is sad because he was like Twin Peaks. So that's one of those things. So people, you know, ask me, they say, what is Fade to Blick? What do we do? What's it about? Why do I listen? Why do I want to listen? It's just bullshit that comes out of my head. Exactly. And good morning to you. You know, I was asked, really, what was the show about and why should they listen? And I said, because it's just the crazy shit that falls out of my head. That's really what Fade to Blick is. It was designed with that sole purpose. It's basically my mental ranting point, and I don't have to be as PC or as genteel as I need to be for some of the other stuff that I do. I mean, even though my wife isn't, she didn't hear that because she's not listening at work. I have other people that listen that'll probably tell her, though, which will throw me under the bus. That's okay. I understand. So how about this Netflix thing? They're going to take over the world like the entertainment industry quietly. Well, not quietly, I don't think. I think they're going to do it pretty quick. You know, HBO started doing it with their movies. People started creating their own movies, and then Netflix came along and started doing renting movies, and then now they're going to get into the area of making movies and TV shows. There was actually one of my favorite TV shows, Top Gear, since it is not long, you know, no longer in its current form, there was talk that they might go to Netflix, which I thought was cool. I'd watch it. That might be the only reason that I would get Netflix. I don't have it. Never really paid much attention to it. But if I was the only place I could watch Top Gear in its pure form with the three of them, then, you know, I would probably figure out a way to deal with the rest of Netflix. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. I've never heard my cigarette go off in the mic before. That's kind of nuts. That is crazy. Yeah, it's nasty and rainy and bullshitty outside. I have to go see my physical torture expert today. And Normally I'll ride. Normally I get out and ride, and it's really just pretty nice. But it's only 51 degrees, cloudy, nasty, shitty outside. I just, decided no, I'm not gonna do it. I'll blink and make my magic carpet happen or something. 713-955-0395. Yeah, I had like 3 cups of coffee this morning, which is like about half my normal. I haven't been drinking as much, and it really hurts. I hate that. And people say that. They're like, it's one of the hardest things to quit. And you go, well, yes, it is. It is one of the hardest things to quit, and I'll openly admit it. And given the opportunity and chance, I probably won't. But it's just, I didn't really have, the coffee I've got's okay. It takes a lot to get me excited about coffee. I enjoy coffee too much to just, I get on one thing, and if I buy the big Folgers, the big one, by about halfway to three quarters of the way, I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, I'm bored. They need to have different, like three different strengths in a Folgers can. They need to like, good idea, genius idea. Anybody that ever wants to, give me credit for that idea, you can. I'm not going to say anything else about it because it is such a genius idea. Wow. I think I need a towel. I think that one made me moist. My genius made me moist. If you haven't told somebody about Fade to Blick or The Buzz, you should, because that's what we're here for. We're here to take over a small area, then a bigger area, then a bigger area, and then the world. And given the chance, I do a broadcast from like low Earth orbit or, outer space or the space station or the moon. Well, I wouldn't go to the moon because there's no way to get, well, you can get back, but it takes a while and there's a lot of hassle. I think I'd probably do it, but it just might be one of those things I'd have to really focus on. Check my tweets. Nobody ever tweets. I need to have a contest for tweets. I really do. And get people tweeting and interacting and working and doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Miss Freak. I'm watching the screen. I know what you're doing. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. So, and I sit and watch out my window. My cat watches out my window too. She's got a little place that I set for her, and we sit and watch out the window because we're that weird little person that just all you see is their head peeking out the window. That's me. So I do. I just sit and watch like the neighbors and shit like that, watching them come and go and do that stuff. I don't get out much. You can tell. Oh my. Do. Yeah, Mad Men's getting ready to come to a close. Everybody's sad about that. I watched the show a few times. I thought it was a pretty good show. I didn't freak out like everybody else did. I mean, it's a good show, but I guess wasn't my cup of tea. I don't know. It's the only thing I can figure. Because people like just freak out and they're like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing since whatever, and am I just the coolest stuff ever, and wow, oh my God, and whoa, and I sit and look at some of this stuff and I'm like, what in the hell are they seeing in this show? Why? What is it? Because I don't get it. I'm not understanding it. Don't really quite figure out what they're trying to say. Thank you very much. I gotta start collecting stuff again. The machine that I'm running the show off of is the old. I have an old Toshiba. It's a like a beast. It's an old beat up monster that I put back together. It's done countless shows. It's done DJ work. It's done a ton of stuff. It's an old workhorse. And I thought that it wasn't going to come back for a while. And then I decided I'm going to put my nose to the grindstone and I'm going to figure out how to fix it. So I got a little manic on it and tried to bring it back. And the wife looked at me and said, "Why can't we just throw this piece of shit away? Because you're never going to get it to work again." And I said, "Bullshit, I'm going to get it to work." Well, I decided I would try and en route the system and, kind of cheat a little. So I was going to take it down to the computer guy down the street. Well, just to see if there was anything he might be able to tell me or slide me that could get it fixed. Oh no. This motherfucker decides that he is going to rake me over the coals at $60 an hour. What? Okay. One, you're young enough to be just shy of my oldest child. Two, I know that you're just going to take a hardware disk and run it and bring the things back and say you couldn't find the data. I understand these things, but trying to barrel roll me is not the best way to go about it. Because I definitely was pissed when I left. I was really not happy. And I let him know, "You can take your shit and shove it up your ass. I'm done. I'm out." And I did. And I came home, brought it home, let it sit for another probably 3 weeks, I'd say. It was right at about 3 weeks. And decided as I was putting the office together, I got 90% of the office, and I looked over at it and I went, "You know what? I'm going to try one more time. I have tried several other methods and I haven't tried but maybe one." And so I went and I did it. And for some stupid reason, I don't know why, don't know how, but I hadn't done this step before or done this particular disc before because it fired right up and installed. Now, mind you, it erased all the data that I had on there and took it back to factory out of the box. But I'll take factory out of the box and running rather than no system sitting, basically an 8, 9 pound paperweight. So I took that option. I thought it worked. I just, well, my wife always gives me a hard time about it. She says, "Do you think you have enough computers?" If those of you who've seen my Instagram account will know, I have a few machines. I have 4 machines and 5 screens that I do the shows and whatnot had to get a drink. I was parched. I was freaking parched. And, I really was surprised that it came back, but it also gave me that 20 seconds of being able to gloat just a little and say, "Yeah, I got it to work because I'm cool like that." You know. That's an oldie but a goodie. For those of you who've listened to the show for a while, you'll recognize that. Hi, Kat. How are you? Doing my postings and whatnot and looking at stuff. My wife throws this nice little pickup on her page. Actually, it was the show page, and then I moved the show page to a different page. Yeah, never mind. It's all confusing. I'm deluded. Delusional? Delauded? Whatever. So, just transitioning things around. Trying to get things moving and change stuff up and get people to freak out and twist and jump and scream and run around in circles. You know, it's a good thing. I actually like that. And I don't know how many people we've got in there, Miss Freak. I don't know. Or Mr. I don't know. Freaks. I'll just say freaks. How's that? That's unisex. I don't know who all's in here, really. Are they really, truly in here? Or are they... What? Yeah, exactly. Actually, no. I just needed an IV bag. IV bag on a bolus drip. Just let it wide open. Excuse me. That was terrible. Mainline some caffeine. I actually think I've got a 5-hour sitting down in the refrigerator I might have to chug here in a minute. Otherwise, I'm going to go to my physical torture expert and be like, I'm just going to lay here. You just bend me and throw me in circles and do what you got to do stuff, you know. 713-955-0395. Give me a holler. Say hi. It's always fun. Say hi, or you can tell me you want to hear a song, because I might even play a song. I've got several hundred or so, or more, or so. I don't know. A few. I'm not going to say exactly how many. I don't want Lars knocking on my door. How much music have you got? I have a few songs collected, none of which you need to know about. So, yeah, tell me what you want to hear. You know, or discuss what's going on today. Stupid shit people do, you know? Yeah, it amazes me the scandals that people can get into. I think that's why I really want to get everybody, you know, involved in my Twitter account so that I can have a Twitter scandal. I think I will. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get everybody. You Twittered me? Hang on. Let me look and see what I got going here. Oh, there it is. I got the tweets. Oh, it's retweets. I gotcha. Oh, I gotcha. My shit goes so fast with... I have Nikki Sixx and Kiss and several bands that I follow on Twitter. Shinedown. Love Shinedown. Those guys are awesome. I follow their stuff on Twitter, and so my feed goes like 110 miles an hour unless I go back, which my wife gets me, you know, up all up in my shit about. She says, you don't ever check your notifications. I know. I'm well aware of my shortcomings. So I check them occasionally. Here, I'll retweet here in just a second. I might actually do a musical break. Because I can, because I want to. Let me see. Have I got anything 20 or 25 years old? Oh, and that's a good long one. Yeah, I might have to do that one. Okay. got it all decided how I'm going to plan it out. See, if I can get it all planned out, I'd like to have it to where I do actually music and then talk a little and just do music. But that's a little bit in the future. What I want to try and do is actually have CS Radio run 24/7 with my ability to go on there and just cut the other side out completely, if possible. I think it's possible. I have a genius staff. You know, he's bar none a genius. So I think that he could probably design a system and a setup to where I could broadcast music all the time, maybe 24 hours a day, and then do like, you know, morning or evening drives or whenever I chose to come on or chose to bring on a show, which, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for people who might want to be interested in doing other potential shows, topics, other things like that. So keep that in mind as a hint, Miss Certain Coffee Expert. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. Speaking of which, how's the fade to blick blend going anyway? I was curious because you had said you were going to work on some the other day, and I didn't know, I didn't never hear back whether it had become a reality or not. Because for those who have listened to the show and or have not listened to the show and don't know, fade to blick blend is a roast that Heavenly Ground does. Heavenly Ground for You on Facebook. Take a look and see. She also, I don't know if Fade to Blake is even listed. Is it? I don't think it is. I think it's just like a very rare, it's like a unicorn. It's a very rare thing. It happens once in a blue moon. And it is bar none some of the best Java that you will wrap your face on. It is. I don't use a lot. I mean, I use cream and sugar in my other stuff because it's just so lacking. It doesn't matter if it's got cream and sugar in it. But I make that and it gets a little bit of sugar and a dash of cream. That's it. There's just no other way to describe it. It's just that good. You know, it really is. Do, do. Oh, I gotcha. I see. And that's, yeah, and that's the coffee business. It's a fluctuant market. So I understand completely. Oh, shit. I think I just readjusted my mic completely the wrong way. Son of a bitch. So, there we go. Maybe. Shit. So it's about 11:55, about 34 minutes left in the show. I decided to go for an hour, about an hour today. It may be longer. If people give me material, people give me stuff to work with, I think we'll probably go longer than that. So send your stuff. Sebastian.Blake@yahoo.com. Any of the places that you know or see me at, you can send me, you know, send me stuff, information about stuff, whatever interests you. I mean, if it's a, you know, sci-fi con, whatever, I'll talk about it. I really will. I'm pretty easy to get along with, like the show says. Pretty fucking easy to get along with. Whoa, here it goes again. See? Except when my mic does this shit. Then it makes me mad. Then I have to get upset. And I don't like doing that. That's ridiculous. Better, though. I'm better now, I think. I hope. I don't know. Is that better? Sound better? I hope. Okay. Do-be-do-be-do-do-do-do. Yeah, the X-Files is trying to do a revival, another, you know, pull it up and do it again. I don't know. I have a debate on some of the stuff, you know? I think some of them were really good when they were good, and you should leave them alone. You know? You know. So, yeah, and the wife's supposed to come by at just after noon, so I think it might get a nooner. Life's good. Life is good. Oh, 713-955-0395. Write it down, send it out, email it to your friends. Just email it to a random, like, select group of friends, and don't tell them what it's for. Just send them the number and give them the time to call, and just set them up. I think that'd be funny as shit. Just set your friends up. Don't tell them what it's for. Don't tell them what it's about. Just tell them, here's the number, and here's the time that you're supposed to call, and just call. And so they do, and they end up getting me. And that might be kind of funny. That might be some good broadcast material, kids. Just saying. Oh wow, the guys across the way are like working out in the driveway like they're tearing up shit. I'll go over there and ask them if they need help. I tear shit up good. I'd like to do that. I'd like to get and anybody that has a GoPro, like if they want to like do any filming of any of this weird goofy shit, I'll do it. But I can't film myself. Even with a selfie stick, you could try. Or you can like attach it to a helmet, you know, and do that kind of stuff. But I would rather have someone who can operate a camera and follow and take, you know, good, decent pictures from the outside like that, rather than trying to hold a stick or, you know, do any of that kind of shit. So if you know anybody that does that, you can always send them my way, and we'll like go into the new era and create some stuff that we can post and show off the silliness that we do. Yeah. You ever thought about, yeah, never mind. Kind of like Boss said, you know, do fish when they get caught, when they go back, do they tell, you know, stories and no one believed them about being caught? It was deep. It really caught my attention because that was pretty deep. I was impressed. It was really impressive. Anybody want to go to physical torture for me today? I'd be happy to let you. I really would. Trust me. Trust me on that one. Because I always go and then they cause, you know, well, physical torture. That's their job. They love to cause me pain. Hey, is Mr. Explorer in there? I don't, he looks like he is, but I can't tell. And I'd just like to, you know, say hey if he is. If he's not, well, then I guess I won't, but such is life. 713-955-0395, the studio line. And I'll play a song if you want. I've got several in the machine, you know, in the system, but I also have my other machine that I can plug in and you'll be able to hear it. Trust me. Trust me. Oh, my kids, aka slash the cats, are having a freak out. The weather has got them all spindled. They're, you know, running around like little chickens with their heads cut off and running over me. And like, because I lay on the floor a lot, it's good for me, it feels good. But all of a sudden, I'll be sitting there and I'll have one go flying past me 100 miles an hour and run across me. What? Are you sniffles? You snuffleupagus? So yeah, it's always bring your kid to work day here at the studio. She's basically the studio cat. She's allowed to run wherever she chooses. She gets up in my desk and on my tables and everything else. I'm also looking graphic artists. I'm looking for all kinds of stuff. So if you know people that want to help, that want to try and that get in on this craziness that we're doing, because it's getting ready to do some crazy stuff. We're actually on the verge of coming up with some pretty good ideas for some stuff. I know there have been, not many firsts as far as broadcasts go. So we'll have to come up with broadcast firsts for people that we know. You know what I mean? That'll work. My nose is stuffy today. Good grief. The pollen and the crap in the air has really got my wife's just sneezing her ass off, and I'm snuffled. I'm like completely stuffed up. I probably sound like I'm talking through the backside of my head, which it happens. Sometimes I actually have a very deep, smoky, sultry voice, but not today. It's pretty gravelly today. It doesn't feel right. I can tell it's just because of the weather, though. It'll work. 713-955-0395. That's the number. And you can call with anything, suggestions, comments, commentary, questions about what song. If you want to hear a song, you can get it in. I can do that. And if you've got like want to hear one on the air, you can tell me and I can get it ahead of time, like for next week or tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Tomorrow's Twisted Tuesday, so I might even come up with a theme. I might even do that. Yeah, musical theme. Genius ideas as we sit here and speak this morning. Reverend Sebastian Blick here at the up on the pulpit of Fade to Blick, challenging the world as we know it and see it. Because that's the only way to be, the only way to be, baby. You know? You just gotta blick it up a notch, hit it headlong, tear it up, slap it around, beat it up, whatever. Or as I always tell my wife, I'm just gonna grab it by the neck, choke life out of it. One way or another. Let's just say I'm particular. So, how the hell is everybody's weekend? Was it good? Was it all right? Acceptable? We actually had a pretty good time. Got to see one of the grandkids hang out. He got, hot paws lap, sat with me for a while. I get to like whisper like little subliminal type messages so that, later on I can activate my little robot mini me type person. It's exactly what I'm doing. Shh. Don't tell anybody though. It's just between you, me, and the fence post. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So we went over there, hung out, and what did we do? I'm trying to think. Saturday night, we did something. It was nice. It was, the two of us kind of thing. And we get out occasionally and hang out with some people, and we spend time alone together. But we don't spend. I'm trying to think how I want to word that. The way that we hang out with people is very broad. We don't hang out with very small groups of people.
Let's just put it that
We hang out with large mass groups of people. It's hard to catch us in a small group of people. It's just the way we are, I suppose. We're just very social, I guess. 713-955-0395. Yeah. I don't know. I need some more stuff in my office. I'm missing about a third of the stuff that I need for my walls in my office, I think. Whoa. Hello. I just got attacked by another one of the beasts. Another one of my furry children. They love... That's the thing. Have you ever noticed that? Dogs, they are, yes, emotionally compromised. So that they come to your leg and they stand there and, yes, pet me, pet me. And cats, they can take you or leave you. Mine is pretty attached to me. I can, you know, call her from anywhere and she'll come to me. But I don't know, just the way the affection, the way they show it. You know, cats will head bump you. Dogs, not necessarily. I don't know a lot of dogs that'll head bump. I don't think I've ever had a dog that head bumped me. But I've had lots of cats. Some dogs will talk back to you. My cats, most of my cats will talk back to me. Almost instantly. Yeah. I have some pretty long, drawn-out conversations with my cat. If people recorded or was watching through the window and recorded me sitting in the office with my cat, you would see me having long, drawn-out conversations. I'd probably get carted away pretty quickly, I'm sure. You know. That's just the way it is, though. That's just me. And, you know, like Ba says, she wouldn't have me any other way, I suppose. I think it's because she doesn't want to commit me. Too nice a girl. Yeah. Yeah, I think I will do this. Let's do this. I got to get over here. There we go. Just because I'm feeling ornery and mischievous, I'm going to play a little something for you. So I'll see you here in, 4 minutes or earlier, if I feel like it. You're listening to Fade to Blick, Sebastian Blick, 713-955-0395. Give me a holler.
I'm not.
my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slips
first here at its finest. Little Boston. You know, I was just feeling it. It was more than a feeling, don't you know? Here, come on, up here. There you go. There we go. Guardian cat. Excuse me, sorry. Here, as a matter of fact, let's do this. I'm going to, for those who have my Instagram account, I'll be sending out an Instagram here in just a second. Once I get it all set, squared away. Hey, turn around. Hey, come here. There we go. All right, hang on. Hang on. Almost. Almost there. Maybe. We're trying. Well. Uh-oh. Here we go. Nope. There we go. There we go. No, she won't do it. I'm trying to get my kid for a selfie. She won't do it. That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous. Oh, my. Climbing all over the place, falling all over shit. That's just the way she is, though. Anybody that's ever seen Lucy knows that she just pretty much will fall all over me, and, you know, that's just the way she is. Don't you know? Don't you know? Falling all over the place, cat. Silly ass. 713-955-0395. Call. Say hi. Say hi to my cat. You know. Say hi to Lucy. Lucy will say hi to you. Won't you? Say hi. No? Just purr a lot. Rub your face on the mic. That's about what she does. She doesn't talk to a whole lot of people. She does occasionally. But for the most part, no. She's pretty quiet. Now, the other one, nah, Mama's cat, totally the opposite. We'll talk to anyone at any time about anything and has no problems expressing herself even slightly. It's true. Do, 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 do. Yeah, that's funny. That's not true. Monday must be a man because it comes too quickly. Yeah, it must not be, not correct. They're incorrect in their assessment of the situation. Well, at least in some instances. Let's just put it that way. What do you say? We'll just put it that way. I've been posting various things, just comments, just this and that on the show page. And I want to know what you people think. Be my guest. You know, leave comments, suggestions, something, anything. Interact. That's what it's there for. I really thoroughly have a, you know, it's just, I don't know. That's just the way it is. That's the way I look at it, I suppose. You know. About 10 minutes left in the show. About 50-some degrees here in Spring Vegas. It's nice. Not bad. Do. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I was trying to get stuff all squared away, and I'm telling you what, getting things going this morning was just like pulling teeth. Actually, it still is. Really, it's yeah, been like pulling teeth. And I think really it is the weather. I wish that, you know, it had just decided. Well, I know that, you know, we have to have all the seasons and everything to work the way it's supposed to. But this whole monsoon season thing that we go through, where it's just rainy and shitty and nasty, I'm not all down with that business. I'm just not. Not really. I think that, I don't know. I've always been that way. I try to get people to interact and whatnot, you know, that kind of stuff. Like today, I put the eyebrows post up. If you see something funny like that, always send it to me, because I'll put it up almost always. I love stuff like that. Humor like that is priceless. And I'm one of those people that thoroughly believes that you've got to have that. You've got to have that humor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Well, you know. So I'm going to try the experiment and come up with new ways to do stuff. If you want to hear more music, if you're just like cleaning house and you want to hear more music, and, you know, I'll come up with little stuff here and there, then we'll do it that way. You know, it's you guys' show as well. It is the deranged rantings coming out of my head. But, oh, it is you guys's. So, just, you know, let you know. Keep it as a heads up. Put it in your head. And, you know, if the show's on, you can always call me 713-955-0395. It's the best way to go. Or hit me up on Instagram, or hit me up on Facebook, or hit me up on any number of a million different places. You can always find me. You know? So, that being the case and that being said, I think I will probably zing for today. Because I've got some other stuff I got to do before I go see the torture experts. Which, yay me. Anybody that wants to go for me can go for me. I will let them. But I just assume them as me. But, so, I guess if you want to hit me up, Sebastian Blick at Twitter. Sebastian.Blick@yahoo.com. Sebastian Blick 1 over on Facebook. You can hit me in any of those places. Say hi. It's where I am a lot of the time. So, give me a holla. And until then, until we speak again, I am Sebastian Blick. Not believing in a no-win situation. Always pressing forward into the darkness. Until tomorrow, love your neighbor, because they maybe, you know, might bring friends.